working.
Okay, that'd be good. A few coconut leaves on this, that'll be good to go. Actually, that's probably worth putting up a simple windbreak here. Yeah, that sea breeze is strong. I don't want to get sandblasted all night.
Palm leaves are plentiful and will provide me with some added protection from the powerful trade winds that blow through here.
Let's use some of this vine to bind it all together, stop it blowing away.
Split palm leaves are malleable and easy to weave into the bedding.
Tie these just to keep it on there. Okay, so I'm off the ground. Got a little bit of bedding as well. Good. Shelter done.
Now for my next survival priority, food.
Stinking bit of fish carcass. Might well have just been munched by a shark. And then the carcass taken by the birds. Dumped here, just washed on the high tide. A carcass like this is useful. Full of bones that I can then make into a fishing hook.
Island survival is all about ingenuity, turning the useless into the useful.
Really sharp point to that.
Attaching this sharp bone to a piece of carved bamboo with paracord makes an improvised hook, and with that, there's a chance of catching fresh fish.
And then what you're left with is that.